is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hello, and welcome to the 60th edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. December's roundtable question is, what are one or two critical elements of your pregame preparation on game day? Our coaching lineup this month includes Jerry Buckley from Bishop Kenny High School, Eric Bueller from Chatfield High School, Joe Harris from Lake Chelan High School, Jeff Huber from Elyria Catholic High School, Bob Krasancik from Menor High School, Dell Leonard from Mountain Home High School, Durante Polite from Hood College, Don Showalter from USA Basketball, and John Schulman from the University of Alabama Huntsville. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review after you subscribe on your favorite podcast app. If you are a basketball coach at any level, please check out our Hoopheads coaching mentorship program. You'll get matched with one of our experienced head coaches and develop a relationship that will take your coaching, your team, your program, and your mindset to another level. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Hoopheads Pod for the latest updates on episodes, guests, and events from the Hoopheads Pod.
Hey, Hoopheads, find the shooting machine that meets your team's exact training needs this holiday season with Dr. Dish Basketball's December end-of-year super sale. Shop now until December 29th to unlock their biggest deal ever. Buy one Dr. Dish, get one free. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Those are some great deals, Hoopheads. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today.
Hi, this is Devin Durant, former NBA player and author of the book, The Values Delta, and you're listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
Prepare like the pros with the all-new Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Fast Draw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering Hoopheads listeners 15% off Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Just use the code HHP15 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improved communication with your team. Fast Model also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its playbank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. Fast Model Sports is the best in basketball. Let's hear from our panel about one or two critical elements of their pregame preparation on game day. Jerry Buckley, Bishop Kenny High School, Jacksonville, Florida.
Hi, this is Jerry Buckley from Bishop Kenny talking about pregame preparation. One of the main things we do typically every pregame is to meet right after school. We usually get out right around 3 o'clock and just to watch 10, 15 minutes of film on our upcoming opponent. Typically, we walk through some things and practice some things in practice previously getting ready, but it's always good to kind of get them refocused after a long day of school. Most of our games are typically at 7 o'clock at night, so we'll meet briefly from 3 to 3:15 or 3:20 and just kind of review some things, whether it be clips from our own games or also some things from our opponent that night. And I feel like that gets them refocused after, again, like I said, a long day of school to kind of get ready and start preparing for the game ahead.
Eric Bueller, Chatfield Senior High School, Littleton, Colorado.
Hey, what's going on, Hoopheads? This is Eric Bueller at Chatfield Senior High. And this month we were asked, what's a critical element for our pregame routine? I would say just getting in the mindset of game speed, game reps, and reviewing what our assignments are, what offenses we're running, what defenses we're running, what sets we like for this game, and key players that we need to limit going into the game. But probably the most important thing is that game rep, that just preparation of being ready to go full speed, full contact, all out, competitive situations that you need come game time. And that's really hard to replicate, but that's what we try to do our best to simulate leading into the game, that warm up right before the game starts. Thanks for having me on again, guys, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Joe Harris, Lake Chelan High School, Lake Chelan, Washington.
Hello, Hoopheads. This is Joe Harris at Chelan High School with this month's roundtable question, asking us coaches, what are one or two critical elements of your pregame preparation? I think having a routine is vital, and I think that's where you start, is that as coaches, having a consistent pregame routine allows your assistant coaches and your players to get comfortable and to be able to focus on the job at hand. We would keep the same routine all year long, whether it was game one or game 30, whether we were on the road or at home. Our routine started with getting to the gym early. There's no rushing around for any last minute details. It allows you to refocus if you had some distractions go on. It allows you to review your game plan with your assistants. We would give our players 3x5 cards before they came into the locker room to put three team goals and three individual goals on. If there was a game before us, we'd allow our players to come into the locker room partway through the second half. As coaches, we'd come in at the end of the third quarter. When the coaches arrive, the players are all dressed and ready. Lastly, we communicate our key points early in this pregame and this talk about what we want to accomplish in tonight's game and review our offenses and defenses with our players and any special situations or adjustments we felt like we had to make. As we finished up in our pregame, we would remind everyone what we stand for and to play together, play aggressive, and play defense. We'd all come into the huddle, and as a team, we'd say team, and then we'd take the floor. Thanks again for having me back on, and hope that you could take something away from this today. Best of luck and enjoy the holidays.
Jeff Huber, Elyria Catholic High School in Elyria, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jeff Huber from Elyria Catholic High School, and this month's roundtable question is, what are one or two critical elements of your pregame preparation on game day? Two things that stand out to me. One is doing a game day card or a game day sheet. I found that trying to work through all the contingencies in real time can be challenging and sometimes lead to me overlooking things that I might have considered with a little bit more time for reflection. So to solve that problem, I've taken to creating kind of a game day card that goes over kind of if-thens. If this happens, then this is something we'll try, or different ideas to refer back to throughout the game to make sure that we're, you know, either hitting on key indicators or that we're trying different things if something's not working. And having that kind of done ahead of time has been really helpful, as opposed to trying to do it all on the spur of the moment. And then I think a second thing is just exercise. You know, I think a lot of us as coaches wake up with a lot of, you know, energy on game day. And I think that being able to work some of that out through exercising has been, you know, a valuable way for me to kind of stay centered and allow myself to be sort of in the best headspace to do the best job that I can when 7:30 rolls around. So those are a couple things that I've tried that have, I think, been beneficial for me and hopefully for our teams. Thanks.
Bob Krasancic, Mentor High School, Mentor, Ohio.
Coach K, Mentor High School. Two really important things in our pregame are, number one, have each of our players verbally, out loud, repeat exactly what their assignments and expectations are so that we know that they know. Second thing is, right before the JV game, probably 5 minutes before that, the start of that, we watch a motivational film of one of our past big wins. I want them to be mentally and physically ready to play at the highest level. Best of luck.
Your first impression is everything when applying for a new coaching job. A professional coaching portfolio is the tool that highlights your coaching achievements and philosophies, and most of all, helps separate you and your abilities from the other applicants. The Coaching Portfolio Guide is an instructional membership-based website that helps you develop a personalized portfolio. Each section of the portfolio guide provides detailed instructions on how to organize your portfolio in a professional manner. The guide also provides sample documents for each section of your portfolio that you can copy, modify, and add to your personal portfolio. As a Hoopheads Pod listener, you can get your coaching portfolio guide for just $25. Visit coachingportfolioguide.com/hoopheads to learn more.
Del Leonard, Mountain Home High School, Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Del Leonard, Mountain Home High School, Mountain Home, Arkansas. The two critical elements of our pregame preparation on game day. Number one, we're going to make sure we walk through the other team's offensive sets, half court, 5-on-5, baseline out of bounds plays, sideline out of bounds plays, full court press offense. We're also going to make sure, kind of in that same category, that we talk about what presses that they're going to be throwing at us and what kind of defense we're going to see. And then we're going to walk through how we're going to attack that offensively. The last thing we want to make sure we do is get plenty of shots up on game day. Thank you.
Durante Polite, Hood College.
This is Durante Polite, head women's basketball coach at Hood College. Two just really important elements for us as it concerns our pregame. One is just the identity of your team, right? So who are we? Are we the really energetic team? That's who we are. That's what we need, and we need to be that. Are we the, you know, less outward energy, more inward focused team? You know, that's who we need to be. So it's, I think that's a big element of whoever you are. Like, you have to be that in pregame. You can't be somewhere else. Your mind has to be there. And if you're the energy team, be the energy team. If you're the focus team, be the focus team, whatever it is. The other element is just game actions, especially between one another. I like to, you know, I want to score via the assist. So it's just those movements and those type of patterns that we want to just drive home, so that they become just innate between teammates. All right, thank you.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hi, Don Showalter here from USA Basketball. Reviewing the question for this this time around is, what is one or two things for pregame preparation on game day? I think there's a couple things that are really important that a coach considers. First of all, what are your goals for that game? I think that's important that you have your goals reflected very vividly and on the board for the players to see. Your turnovers, you know, what you want, how you want to attack their defense. So just refresh them, because you should have already went over these things in the practice. But on game day, and then also I think the mental frame of mind of the players has to be taken into effect. You know, how you're going to address certain issues that come up during the game, or possibly before the game for players. Some players might be, you know, extra nervous about a big game or whatever, and I think it's up to you to kind of take that and give them some sense of confidence that they can get the job done. Thank you.
John Shulman, University of Alabama, Huntsville, and the 720 Sports Group.
This is John Shulman, head coach at University of Alabama in Huntsville. Question for this month is one or two critical elements that we do on game day, for pregame on game day. I've changed a lot through my years of coaching. I think it's really important for your team. You know, number one, I don't know how much film you want to watch. That's your preference. Load them up with, you know, we used to load them up with how we're going to guard everybody's under OB play and every set here and every set there. We don't do that anymore. just want to try to make sure that your team feels comfortable and confident about going into the game. Whether you're eating a pregame meal at Chattanooga, we eat our pregame meals, white tablecloths, and there was not one word said during pregame meal. If anybody giggled or laughed or grinned, they got in trouble. This is a little different at Huntsville. I don't know if it's me or the kids. We eat pregame meal, and we don't take ourselves too serious, and we don't get too tight, and then we go out and play the games. I think you can make your kids tight and nervous for games. I think they need to be confident and loose, whatever that means to you, whatever that means to your team. I think you still have to be in personality, and that you have to be yourself. If you're a serious, stuffy guy and you try to joke around, they won't understand it. If you're a jokester and you be serious, that's not of your nature either. So I just think you have to be who you need to be. And then just make sure you have your team confident and loose and ready to play, whatever that means to you. Like, we shoot on game day and have a good time. Music's going, and I don't talk to them a whole lot during that time. I just want them to be loose and confident, and your confidence doesn't come from game day. Your confidence comes from all the work that you put in before game day. Hope this helps, and I just try not to be too serious with them during that moment and get them tight. Once again, our goal is to not win the game. Our goal is to win certain parts of the game and win our non-negotiables and not worry about the result. Try to worry about the process. Hope this helps.
Thanks for checking out this month's Hoopheads Podcast Roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.